The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Our theme tonight is, let the blood of the victory cup of the eternal covenant usher me into my season or time. Let the blood of the victory cup of the eternal covenant usher me into my season or time. I want us to look again at Psalm 105. From verse 41 to 45. Psalm 105 from verse 41 to 45. And then Hebrews 12:18 to 24. Romans 8:17. You see, psychologically, when you say yesterday was 100 days, and so today we are just preparing for this thing. Psychologically, immediately you say the day is 100 days. You know, you see, you should know the kind of congregation you have. Some people, it means that 100 days has come. So we are over. That's what we call church psychology. So you just don't say anything, no. You should really weigh what you present.
And so,
and how you present it. Some things you just let them silent. Psalm 105 from verse 41. He opened the book and watched out like a river, it flowed in the desert. 42. He remembered his holy promise given to his servant Abraham. 43. He brought out his people with rejoicing, his choosing ones with shouts of joy. 44. He gave them the lands of the nations, and they fell heir to what others had toiled for, that they might keep his precepts and observe his laws. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that because of the covenant, it was the covenant that caused God to bring them out of Egypt. The covenant changed their status. The covenant ushered them into their new season and time. And the covenant brought them out with rejoicing. The covenant made them, gave them the lands of the nations. You see, one thing that is becoming so real is the latter part of verse 44. And they fell heir to what others had toiled for. Oh my God. You are going to inherit what others have toiled for. I said you are going to inherit what others have toiled for. You see, something happened. And I am so surprised. But you see, that thing has caused me to study people and know people. To know people's levels. Beloved, we need to really train ourselves to be spiritual. How to discern spiritual opportunities. I have seen the reason why it will be difficult for the church to rise. You see, it doesn't mean because there is so much 419, so everything is 419. You should know what God is telling you. Before 419, there was a genuine thing. Look at what the Bible says. They fell here to what others have toiled for. How do you think you are going to inherit what others have toiled for?
Now,
you will be there and it will be brought to you. And listen to me. Nothing genuine comes freely. The devil will fight it. Listen to me. Nothing genuine comes freely. Nothing genuine comes freely. The devil will fight it. The devil will fight it. Let's compare Psalm 105 verse 44 to Romans chapter 8 verse 17. Romans 8:17. Now if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. The Bible says that we are heirs and co-heirs. It means that what Christ has inherited, we have also inherited. You see, it is a change of mind. I'm telling you, it's a change of mind and consciousness of mind. Let me tell you, the blood of Jesus has made us one. It is only in the blood that we are one. Outside the blood of Jesus, we are not one. Therefore, no matter what, when a deliverance member becomes anybody, I will put our differences aside and support the person. I will support the person. I'm telling you, I will support the person. One day I wanted to go to the General Superintendent and say, General Superintendent, you are not trying. But that day, something just crossed me. Yes. Only in Christianity. Look, this church right now.
Sorry, Sabri.
Should God raise any of us, it will surprise you. Like people are living here and going to bring strange men. To marry strange women. Now I've realized that white people are sitting down listening to you, they are only waiting for their wedding. They are only around for the day they will marry and leave you. We are learning a lot. Before you realize, they brought a strange man. A strange woman. I am not saying that compulsorily your wife or your husband must come from the... No. God can give you a husband outside, a wife outside. But basically, it must start from where you are. But you see, people have made up their mind. And let me tell you, most of those people are having problems. But because of the way it has happened, they can't let you know. Some Some are also being deceived to go and get pregnant. Ask them. If they will tell you the truth. Those who have gone to be pregnant, ask them. They can't tell you. But we know. Let me tell you, you can't mock God. You can't mock him. At the end of the day, you realize that you have mocked yourself. Beloved,
I don't know.
The Bible says that we are co-heirs with
Christ.
What Christ has inherited, we have also inherited. But you see, one reason I am beginning to understand why Christianity is like that is that why is there a division among us? The Bible says that not all who call themselves children of Abraham are actually children of Abraham. So not all who call themselves Christians are actually Christians. But you see, for Muslims,
so,
for Islam,
Muslim,
they are one. They are one. But in the church, only in the church there is no division. Only in the church there is division. Do you know that not everybody who came out of Egypt is an Israelite? Oh, do you know that some people also came out with them? Some people also, like your friend, your tenant, and then you go and say, Charlie, they say we should apply blood. He also applied blood. Your very good friend, they also apply blood. And so they too, they were saved. So when they say you are also leaving, they also park and join them and left. Those people, we call them mixed multitude.
One day
give me that scripture. It's in the Bible. Mixed multitude. It's in Exodus. They are called mixed multitude. They created problems. In the church, there are a lot of mixed multitude in the church. They create problems. Mixed multitude in every department. You get one or two people who are mixed multitude. They are active. But they are not going anywhere. If such a person becomes your husband, such a person becomes your wife. That's why don't marry because you are going to the same church. Even
in
the same church, find out well whether the person is real or is just a mixed multitude.
Exodus 12:38.
Let's look at Exodus 12:38. So only in Christianity we have mixed multitude. Exodus 12:38. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. Are you seeing that? A mixed multitude went up also with them. Went up also with them. That's why there is division among Christianity. There is always mixed multitude. Because the Bible says, come just as you are. If we are here and somebody enters right now, I want to give my life to Jesus. Can we stop the person? But after the person have just walked forward here and pull a gun, are you seeing how Christian? Are you seeing how it is? Sometimes Christianity, I don't understand this Christian thing, eh? Jesus, you need to answer some questions. Look at what happened to Church of Pentecost in Johannesburg.
Pentecost as a former South Africa.
But do you know something?
That's why we Christians too must be smart. That's why the Holy Spirit was given to us. That is why we should discern. And pray. Do you know what I say to the entrances every day? Do you know what I say to the entry points at Kotobabi? Do you know what I say to these entrances you are seeing
here?
Those are the prayers that ushers should be praying. And we must be alert. You know, one of my uncles, he's called Walter the Late. The thing he did in the
70s
to the Muslims. He will go to a very rich mosque at Nima, some mosque there, very rich, where rich people gather. He sold their thing. He too will enter. He's always at the last line. When they are doing the hala, when they bow, he too will bow. When they do, he too, he was doing.
No, he be, no, he be, sir.
Then at the point,
he do, baby, no.
He will just come out.
No,
and start putting his leg in the best of their shoes. Those there, he will just put his leg.
No, they
the one that fits him. He is gone.
No, go.
So he has a lot of them.
He
will go to that mosque again. He will go to another one. He will go to another one. So you see, I'm talking about religion. The weakness of religion. There should be somebody there watching. But because they never think that anybody can do that. But there are mixed multitudes. One time when I was going to school, he wanted to give me some of the shoes, but only that my legs were smaller.
Yes.
When they bow down, they do Allah. He has been telling me that it is when they sit down, they are quiet, they are meditating. That's why he goes up. And also when their forehead is on the ground. That's when he sneaks out. Then he will be putting his leg in this one. Put his leg in this. Put his leg in this. Put his leg. The one that fits him.
Off.
Oh Lord, he's gone. But do you know how he died? If I tell you how he died. If I tell you how he was cut into pieces. Alive. He was cut into pieces alive. Everything you do follows you. So beloved, we are say I am a covenant child. Say I am a covenant child. You see, we should understand where we were outside Christ, and now where we are inside Christ. Now inside Christ are also levels and depths, heights and degrees. When the Bible says that we are joint heads or co-heads with Christ, it must reflect. What we are in Christ must reflect in our lives.
If the Bible says that we are joined hands,
it
must reflect. Say, my Father in heaven, what I am in Christ, let it reflect. I must reflect it. I must reflect. I must reflect. Lord, I must reflect. What I have inherited in Christ, I must reflect. I must reflect. What Christ says I am, I must reflect. 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 Tonight I declare that what I am in Christ, what the Bible says I am in Christ, I must reflect it. I must reflect it. I must reflect it. I am a co-heir. I am a joint heir with Christ Jesus. I must reflect it. If I have inherited what Christ has also inherited, then I must reflect it. I must reflect it. Lord, I must reflect it. I must reflect it. I must reflect it. It must reflect on me. Declare, 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 declare. Sakata kababa kata kabaya. In Jesus' name, say, my Father in heaven, according to the word of God, I am a heir and joint heir with Christ. And joined her with Christ. Therefore, O Lord, let my life reflect. Let my life reflect what I am in Christ. What I have inherited in Christ. Let my life reflect it. Let my life reflect it. Say, my Father in heaven, what I am in Christ must reflect all around me. See, what I am in Christ, it must reflect all around me. It must reflect all around me. It must reflect all around me. It must reflect in every aspect of my life. What I am in Christ, it must reflect. It must reflect. It must reflect. Let it reflect. Lord, it must reflect. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you know who should make it to reflect?
It's
you.
Ewankasa.
It's not God who should make it to reflect.
It's you. Because
He has already made you.
If say dada.
How that the president or Ashanti Hini's child reflect that I am a child of Ashanti Hini?
How
does the richest man's child reflect that my father is the richest?
It's
by the way you think, the way you talk, and the way you live, your lifestyle. Have you seen any president's child walking about and people are saying that's president? Have you seen any president's child? Have you seen them just walking about? There is a protocol surrounding them. For their own safety. They don't walk alone. When they enter the shop, they are secure because there are bodyguards around them. The same way you are. Say, Lord, help me from today, to begin to reflect, in my thinking, in my talking, in my attitude, to begin to reflect who I am in Christ, who I am in Christ, what I am in Christ. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Lord.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the blood of the victory cup.
Let the blood of the victory cup
of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
Usher me out.
Usher me out.
And usher me into.
And usher me into
my season.
My
time.
My grandma.
Say, let the blood.
Let the blood.
Of the victory cup.
Of the victory cup.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
Usher me out.
Usher me out.
And usher me into.
Usher me into.
My season and my time. Continue to declare.
Continue to declare.
Let the blood.
Let the blood.
Let the blood.
Of the blood.
Let the blood. Of the victory cup. Of the victory cup. Of the victory cup. Of the victory cup, of the victory cup, of the eternal covenant, of the eternal covenant, answer me out, answer me into.
Prayer point number two is now we started. Say, by the blood of the victory cup,
by the blood of the victory cup,
in the eternal covenant,
in the eternal covenant,
I enter my season,
I enter my season,
and my time,
and my time.
Of rest,
of rest,
of remembrance,
of remembrance,
for reward,
of victory,
of testimony,
of testimony,
of manifestation,
of manifestation.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
by the blood.
By the blood
of the victory cup,
of the victory cup,
in the eternal covenant,
in the eternal covenant,
I enter my season,
I enter my season,
I enter my time,
I enter my time
of rest,
of rest,
of remembrance for reward,
of remembrance for reward,
of victory,
of victory,
of fulfillment,
of fulfillment,
of testimony,
of testimony,
of manifestation. Carry on the prayer right now. By the blood of the victory cup, in the eternal covenant, I enter, I enter, I enter. I enter. This church has entered. 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 Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
By the blood of the victory cup.
By the blood of the victory cup.
In the eternal covenant,
in the eternal covenant,
by the blood of the victory cup,
by the blood of the victory cup,
in the eternal covenant,
in the eternal covenant,
I enter my season,
I enter my season,
and my
time
of discovery,
of introduction,
of advertisement.
Of discovery,
of discovery,
of introduction,
of introduction,
of advertisement,
of advertisement.
Carry on the prayer right now.
By the blood of the victory cup,
in the eternal covenant,
I enter my season,
I enter my time
of discovery,
of introduction,
of advertisement. Para que
Amen.
We are going to the table now. Whilst we prepare for the table, leave this prayer point right now. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I leave the blood of the victory cup in the eternal covenant. I leave the blood of the victory cup of the eternal covenant. I leave the blood of the victory cup of the eternal covenant to break the front of my enemies. To break the front of my enemies. To break the front of my enemies. In the year 2024, to break the front of my enemies, 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 to break the front of my enemies. I lift the victory cup. 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 I lift the victory cup in the blood. In the eternal covenant, in the eternal covenant, in the eternal covenant, to break the front, to break the front, to break the front, to break the front of my enemies. In 2024, by the victory cup, I break their front. By the victory cup, I break the front of my enemies. I break the front of the enemies to my dream, to my destiny, to my testimony, to my dream, to my destiny, to my testimony. I break the front of the enemies, the enemies in the church, the enemies in the church, the agents in the church, the witches and the wizards, the witches and the wizards in the church, in my family, in my father's house, in my mother's house, in my neighborhood. I lift the blood of the victory cup in the eternal covenant to break their front, 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 to break their front. Shakata kabayakata, abrakata. In Jesus' mighty name. The next declaration we are going to make. I leave the blood of the victory cup of the eternal covenant or in the eternal covenant to confuse the language of my enemies. As it was in Genesis
11:7.
As it was in Genesis 11:7. God confused their language. We are lifting the cup to confuse the language of our enemies. When they gather,
so
they can't understand each other.
One,
the meeting will end without any decision.
Now,
they can't understand each other. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I leave the blood,
I leave the blood
of the victory cup
of the victory cup
of the eternal covenant
of the eternal covenant
to confuse the language of my enemies,
the language of my enemies,
as it was
in Genesis 11:7,
to confuse the language of my enemies,
confuse the enemies.
By lifting the cup,
we confuse
the language of our enemies.
We confuse.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We leave the blood.
We leave the blood
of the victory cup.
Of the victory cup.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
Against the giants of 2024.
Against the giants of 2024.
Against the giants of 2024.
Against the giants of
2024.
Against the giants of
2024.
Against the giants of 2024.
Let them begin to fall right now.
Let them begin to fall.
Let the giants of 2024.
Let the giants of 2024.
In my life.
In my life.
Let them begin to fall.
Let them begin to fall.
Let them begin to fall.
Let them begin to
fall. By the blood.
By the blood
of victory,
of victory
of the eternal covenant,
the eternal covenant.
Let the giants
of 2024
begin to fall right now.
Let them begin to fall right now.
Let them begin to fall right now.
Let them begin to fall.
Let them begin to fall.
Let the giants begin to fall. Let them begin to fall.
Let them begin to fall.
Let the giants of 2024.
Let them begin to fall.
Let them begin to fall.
For now,
come down.
Let them begin to fall.
Let the giants
block us.
Let them fall.
2024.
Begin to fall.
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 Begin
to fall. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, by the blood in the victory cup.
By the blood in the victory cup.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
Let the unforeseen giants.
Let the unforeseen giants.
In the land of 2024.
In the land of 2024.
Let them fall now.
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 Every unforeseen giant.
Every unforeseen giant.
Every unforeseen giant.
Every unforeseen giant.
In the land.
In the land.
Of 2024.
Of 2024.
By lifting the blood.
By lifting the blood.
In the victory cup.
In the victory cup.
Of the eternal covenant.
Of the eternal covenant.
Let the unforeseen giant.
Let the unforeseen
giant. In 2024. Let them begin to fall.
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 Let them begin to fall. Wherever they are located, whichever way they want, wherever they are located, whichever way they want, let them begin to fall. Let them begin to fall. Let them begin to fall. At my workplace, in my office, at my workplace, in my office, in my father's house,
in my mother's house,
in my family,
in my family,
in the church,
in
my neighborhood,
let
them begin to fall.
Let them begin to fall.
Let them begin to fall.
It goes up.
It goes up. It
goes up.
It goes up.
It goes up. It goes up.
Say the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
By the blood.
By the blood.
Of the victory cup.
Of the victory cup.
In the eternal covenant.
In the eternal covenant.
I dispossess.
I dispossess.
Every giant.
Every giant.
In my promised land.
In my promised land.
I dispossess every giant.
I dispossess.
I dispossess every giant.
I dispossess every giant.
I dispossess every giant. In my promised land.
In my promised land.
Now, do you know the meaning of this prayer?
When is I was it today?
That position you are craving for, there are 1 million people craving for that position.
Look,
it is a place of dispossession. The one who you must dispossess to possess. I told you, was it the year 2008 we went to Bobo Dulasso? 2013, Bobo Dulasso. For this program at Lamizana Sports Stadium. And the husband of the woman, Mama Aisata, who was the president of the Christian Association in Bobo Dulasso. The husband has been a finance minister to several governments. Any government that comes.
So,
any government that comes,
they make him
finance minister. When he took me round,
the
city in the night.
And
in the daytime, we went to certain bushes.
And
where things, living things were planted. For power.
To me.
You don't know. Look, what have you planted to gain that position?
And then I would be a man in Abiano.
You don't know what people do, eh?
Winning for
you. You don't know what people do.
Winning for you.
Somebody was telling me what he did.
Obi catch me on no yeah, yeah.
I just say God help Christians.
I say okay, I say I mean we're Christopher.
I say God help Christians.
Christopher.
Say by the blood.
By the blood.
Of the victory cup.
Of the victory cup.
In the eternal covenant.
In the eternal covenant.
I dispossess. Anyone that is contending with me.
Anyone that is contending with me.
I dispossess. Any giant. In my promised land. I dispossess. Any power.
Contending with my position.
Contending with my family.
Contending with my promotion.
Contending with what belongs to me. I dispossess. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say by faith,
I eat
the body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
To enter my season.
And my time.
Shall we eat right now?
My disciple.
Say by faith, I receive the blood of the victory cup in the eternal covenant. I drink to enter my season,
my time.
I drink to possess my possessions. I drink to reflect the image of Christ,
the glory of Christ,
the power of Christ. I drink to dispossess every giant
in my land,
in my promised land.
I drink.
to depossess,
to dispossess,
every strong man,
every strong man
at my gate,
at the gate
of my promised land,
every strong man
at the gate of my promised land, I drink to dispossess them.
I drink to dispossess them.
I drink to dispossess them.
I drink to cast down
unforeseen giants.
Giant.
In the land of 2024,
I drink to cast them down.
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 I drink to possess
what belongs to me
through Christ Jesus
by faith.
I receive,
the
blood,
the blood,
of the victory cup,
of the victory cup,
in the eternal covenant,
in the eternal covenant,
in the name of God the Father,
in the name of God the Son,
in the name of God the Son,
in the name of God the, Son,
the, name of God, the Holy Spirit,
the Holy
shall
Spirit.
We drink right now? Just begin to thank the Lord. Bless the Lord right now. You know what you should do? Revelation chapter verse 14. Place the mark. Shakabalakara. Thank the Lord right now. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord for who you are in Christ. From now, you are going to walk. You are going to reflect. I drink to reflect. I drink to reflect. I have to reflect. I have drunk 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 to reflect. I 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 reflect. My new image in Christ. I reflect, So you can start singing them before you even get it. You can start singing them.
Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we are grateful. Let the cup that we have lifted reflect on us.
Amen.
Reflect on us.
Amen.
Let the cup reflect on us.
Amen.
Let the cup reflect on us.
Amen.
Reflect on us, O Lord.
Amen.
Reflect on us, O Lord.
Amen.
Reflect on us, O Lord.
Amen.
Let the cup reflect. Let the cup reflect.
Amen.
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 Father, we thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you for our season. We thank you for our time. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Please, the world is becoming more wicked and evil. That's why the Bible says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise and shine. For the glory of the Lord has come upon you. Isaiah 60 verse 1. Is that not what I said? Isaiah 60 verse 1. Arise and shine. For the glory of God has come upon you. Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Verse 2 says that, see, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the people. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Beloved, in the midst of darkness, that is where your light is going to shine. I said, during these difficult times, these evil and wicked times, this is a time that your star is going to shine. This is a time that God is going to manifest you. That God is going to advertise you. That God is going to introduce you. So please, let's be serious. Don't fear the things you hear or the things you see. Because you are the light and the salt. You are the solution. Very soon people will begin to come closer to you. And you will speak to them the word of God. I usher you.
Amen.
Into your season.
Amen.
Into your time.
Amen.
Anything in your life that doesn't qualify to be in your season, let the blood of Jesus drop it.
Amen.
Any burden you carry,
Jesus.
Any problem in your life,
my courier,
any sickness in your life, any curse in your life, that does not qualify to enter into your new season, into your new time. I say, let the blood, let the victory cup, let the blood in the victory cup of the eternal covenant drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it. Any poverty, any scarcity, any evil pronouncement, any curse, any foundation,
Jesus,
any incantation that has been declared against you, that is not qualified to enter
with you into your new season.
Jesus.
And your time. I say, let this cap that you have lifted, cast it down.
Jesus.
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 Go and experience the change.
Amen.
And come back with a testimony.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 And when the roll is called,
your name and my name shall never be missing.
And I see something good happening to somebody.
It is happening to you and it is happening to me.
Shalom, peace. Shake hands with somebody and tell the person, remember, you are in your new season.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.